Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Did I share about when I was in the sabbatical and I saw the thin tornado? Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I really believe right now, as everybody's looking at this hurricane, tropical storm named Laughter, and the whole nation is looking just like God showed me they would. And they're just focusing on it, and it's no threat. You know, they're kind of like, you know, it's just no threat. That's exactly what he showed me.
Mm-hmm.
That it would be something really small, really thin. But while America was watching it, they're watching it, all of a sudden the entire sky falls. Boom! And right. Something's about to happen. And today we're going to play for you a prophetic dream that came from somebody. What part of Florida were they in when this happened, or when they were talking about it? Where the manatees
they
are.
They were in around St. Augustine.
Around St. Augustine, Florida. And this is what God's been saying to us. You can go mm-hmm. to the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com, and you can just type in the word guy, G-U-Y, and mask. That mm-hmm. instead of trying to spell Fox, because Fox right. is F-A-W-K-E-S.
Or O-W-S.
Or O-W-S, which is Occupy Wall Street, O-W-S. And, you know, God's already been speaking to us about this. But you're going to find out that God's speaking to several about this. I mean, it's just a crescendo. And this is what mm-hmm. this is what Joseph told Pharaoh. Joseph said, listen, because God said it twice.
Mm.
And it was a dream, right? God spoke yeah. to the Pharaoh in a dream. Mm-hmm. He says, because he said it twice, it's a done deal.
Mm.
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, God said it way more than twice.
That's right.
He said it very distinctly, and things are about to happen, but it's minimum force necessary to get the church to repent. So no matter what happens to anything, no matter what it looks like, God's wanting us to go, you're right, God.
Yeah.
I'm wrong, you know. The only one good is you, God, and I've sinned and I've fallen short. That is us calling out for mercy,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's all he wants. He wants to have an intimate relationship with you and me. And so, and he's going to have it, and it's jealous love, and jealous love is, you know, even our laws of our land understands jealous, used to, they're changing them now, understands jealous love, because you have a regular, you know, crime scene that happens because somebody did whatever, but then you have a jealous, you can tell a jealous crime scene, because
mm-hmm.
a jealous crime scene, there's not just one blow, there's not just, you know, one simple mistake, something happens, and somebody's hurt, somebody's robbed, but you just see just great turmoil that happened in that crime scene. And what it is that it wasn't the person was wanting to harm somebody, mm-hmm. but they were so hurt in their jealous rage, the very one that they loved, end up having fatal consequences.
Right.
And people can say what they want to, that when a hurricane came, for example, let me tell you what we heard when we were in Mississippi during the time of recovery, and we were helping them out. And the people that stayed in their homes during that time, and I'm not talking about Hurricane Isaac, I'm talking about what's coming after that,
mm-hmm.
is they said that it's too late. This is, listen to the radio program. They said, it's too late for you to evacuate. So this is what mm-hmm. we want you to do. We want you to write your Social Security number on your one arm, and we want you to write your name on your other arm, and we want you to write your Social Security number on one leg, and write in big bold letters, and write your name on your other leg. And what they're wanting to do is to identify the bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know, it gets to a point where men can't help you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and bodies did. I mean, it was amazing the things that happened mm-hmm. and the storms and what we're about to share with you in just a moment. You got to hear this. You got to hear this so that we want you to know it. We want you to know it and mm-hmm. realize. We're sharing this with you not so you can, you know, be afraid. That's not the goal. It's so we can actually say, God, we are hearing you. We can respond to this.
Right.
So I'm going to play right now. Tracy sharing that she's hearing somebody else's. She's reporting about somebody else's, which lines up with, you know, what she heard. And you're going to hear all the way through. It's about two, almost 3 minutes. And you got to hear this thing because it lines up exactly with what we've been talking about with Guy Fawkes.
Earlier this year, I had a dream, a prophetic dream that involved the Guy Fawkes mask. And this last week, I was actually on vacation with my aunt, and she had another dream. She had a prophetic dream as well. She said she normally doesn't remember her dreams, but this one was so unusual that she remembered it. And the thing that was very interesting to me was that in the dream, in my aunt's dream, the people were also wearing the Guy Fawkes mask. So my aunt's dream begins when her husband was taking their dog up to a rural Alabama property that they have, about mid-Alabama. And apparently the dog got out of the house, got loose, and got lost. And my aunt had to go up to Alabama to try and find the dog. So when she got there, she decided to first go to the next-door neighbor's house to check to see if they had seen the dog. And when she went to their house and knocked on the door, the person that answered, there seemed to be just a ton of people in the house, people that she didn't really know. But the strange thing was that they were all wearing a mask, like a latex type of mask. I don't think she recognized it as a Guy Fawkes mask, but it sounded very much like the type of mask that I had in my dream. And she asked this neighbor if he had seen her dog, and the neighbor told her that if he had seen the dog, then he would have put it in a pen in his backyard. And he told her to go around and look in the backyard for the dog. He said that he had been collecting dogs and fattening them up, which, you know, led her to believe that they were possibly being fattened up to eat. So she went around to the back of the house, and there was a large pen back there just filled with thousands of dogs. And she didn't know how she was going to find her dog in all of those, when suddenly she looked over her shoulder and there was a wall of water coming in like a flood, and the whole county flooded, and it was just mass pandemonium, and there was cars floating everywhere, and she was trying to get her head above the water to, you know, to breathe, and she just knew she wasn't going to find her dog at this point, and it was just, that's where the dream ended for her. So it's interesting because it had elements of disaster, and it had the Guy Fawkes mask, very much like the dream that I had.
So identically, that's exactly what the Lord was saying to us. Mm-hmm. And here it is now, an unbeliever, if you would, who is hearing the very same thing.
Right.
And it's a different kind of viewpoint in regards to that, that God's warning us. God is warning us that that this tidal wave, this wave of destruction that we keep hearing about over and 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 over again. It's just like nonstop. This tidal wave, and we find out, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, the Lord is just saying there's going to be a wave of destruction, but at the same time, there's going to be a wave of God's glory. You know, God's shown us that it's going to be, you know, the best of times and the worst of times, but, you know, he's shown at the very same night, as a matter of fact, that that, you know, God was speaking to me about it, this particular, you know, flood that's coming. He also spoke to my wife at the very same night and gave us two separate viewpoints of the flood. One was coming from the sky and one was coming from the ground. And there was no way to be able to get past this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Rick Joyner out of North Carolina Morning Star Ministries, you know, maybe north or south, I forget now. And so, but the very same thing, that this tidal wave is coming, and Amber, my daughter, you know, God's shown her this huge tidal wave that was coming, and it just stopped, and it was kind of stuck there for a moment. And some people, you know, prepared for it. Some people went out just to go look at it. Oh, look, mm-hmm. look at it. And they were kind of like carrying their boats out there and looking at this. I mean, talking about huge. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you look what happened, you know, hundreds of thousands of people lost their life almost instantly,
yeah.
with a wave. And I mean, it very well could be, but I see it as a wave of a spiritual evil wave, you know, and a wave of God's spirit simultaneously. I see the church waking up is what I see, and that you know, things are going to be great for the church, and great meaning that we're in God's will. You know, mm-hmm. people are coming to him. We're repenting. We're seeing great, a move of God, and not the American great, but in regards to the church great, because some of the greatest people of all were crucified, were beheaded, mm-hmm. were, you know, hung. And I'm just talking about Paul, Jesus, and James. So, hey, come on. I mean, yeah. burnt at a stake, you know, for writing out the word of God. I mean, we pray that's not that. But to understand that we're going to get back to understanding that we're not living just for this life. We're living for eternity. And we have a limited amount of time to be able to live our personal life with him. Like 7% of the lifespan of Adam, that's all we have is this vapor to be able to live for God.
Right.
You know, and in that, but I see this coming, and I just feel like that as we're watching laughter, if we're watching, you know, Isaac, you know, and everybody's focusing and talking, and it's going back to Katrina, which means Katrina meant purity.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's going back that we didn't listen to the warning with 5 hurricanes, mm-hmm. you know, in one particular year, that we didn't respond to that. Now it looks like God's saying, because you didn't purify yourself, I'm just going to laugh at your destruction. Mm-hmm. But you can see that, not just, you know, I'm going to laugh at your disaster, not destruction. I'm going to laugh at your disaster. I'm going to send mm-hmm. a whirlwind. And understand, it's not God giving us, it's not God giving up on us. It's just God allowing hardship, because right. he says, consider hardship as discipline, right. that I'm treating you, you know, as a son,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that if you didn't get discipline, and every son goes under discipline, he says, you know, you would be considered a bastard, which is having no father at all, is what he says in the King James Version mm-hmm. of the Bible. So God loves us, which means, and with this jealous love, and when you look at the crime scenes like I'm talking about, I'm talking about, you know, from law enforcement perspective, I'm not talking about people that watch movies and these crime programs. Right. Like every single channel on television is about right. another murder. So I've seen more crime, you know, on my television, just thumbing mm-hmm. channels trying to find some place to settle that can just be okay, than I saw with 10 years in law enforcement.
Wow.
Isn't that something? And wow. every night, you know, the human eye is being filled with all the things Satan loves, crime, mm-hmm. crime, and, wow. you know, and all the bad things that. But just watching that over and over again, mm-hmm. there's a reason why MSNBC's playing continually what it looks like to be in prison, because the enemy is strategizing. MSNBC is partnered with the spirit of this land right now. They've partnered with the people that are behind the scenes, and very well they could be the ones behind the scenes, but behind mm-hmm. the scenes, in which our president is partnered with, to be able to produce fear. And to, if you're fearful that, hey, you know, if you don't, even though that they're wrong in what they're doing, that they can threaten you, that right. they're going to put you in this place that we've shown you for like 24 months or 36 months behind the bars. I mean, you have more prisoners and criminals that are movie stars, you know, and then we have the movie stars themselves now. It's like people know, oh, and then the guy with his tattoo and the cut and the, you know, and it's like, you shouldn't be watching that.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's feeding in to the very thing the adversary wants you to believe. And understand right. this, you know, that it doesn't matter where we are, the epistles, that the letters that were written by, you know, Paul, you know, 1/3 of them were written in prison. Mm-hmm. But understand this, I mean, that's not necessarily the outcome here. But if the enemy threatens that to you and you believe it, then you're going to shut down and you're going to be fearful and you're not going to respond like God expects you to respond. And you got to stand up. And everything that's right today, there's somebody behind that saying, if you do what's right, you're going to suffer for it.
That's right.
If you do mm-hmm. what's right, if you raise your kids right, you're going to pay a huge price for this. You know, mm-hmm. if you live your marriage right, you might not even have a marriage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you do what's right with your finances and you do what's right to the best of your ability in your life and your business practices, you're going to suffer for it. You're, mm-hmm. you know, and everything, it's like everything that's good is being threatened that you're something bad's going to happen.
Right.
I think that this is what they said in the end times, that everything that they would say, everything that is evil is good. And everything that's good is evil,
good
right?
Is evil. Yeah.
That's a sign of the times, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Hello. Yeah.
And so we don't have to buy into that. We can say, okay, that means what I'm doing is right because Satan, you call it evil. You know, you think about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.